You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win was 19-10, now 5-2. And Adnan Januzaj to score and Sunderland to win was in the betting at 10-1. It's now 14-1. This has got to be, Derek, the most, to use your phrase, criminally short price in the coupon this week.
Southampton.
Got to be, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've said that every time Southampton play, I say that they're underpriced. And yeah, you know, nothing ever changes. Thing is, they'll win this game because Sunderland are abysmal. Sunderland are 5-1. I couldn't touch it with your money or Tom's money. I watching them against Middlesbrough last week, I thought, what on earth are this team doing in the Premier League? They were awful. They're without, you know, two or three of their more established players this weekend. I look down their list and there's nothing there. I mean, Stephen Pienaar might be a good signing for them, but, you know, he hasn't been a Premier League force for two or three seasons now. By the way, little blowing with my own trumpet, they did mention in last week that Van Aanholt was worth a bet to score at any time, and he did the business. But Southampton will win this. It's just 8-13 is too short. I can't see Sunderland scoring. I can't see them scoring all season, to be honest. They're absolutely atrocious. So I'm going to go for Southampton to win 2-0, which I think is around the 6-4 mark, 7-4 mark.
It's 11-8. Nice try, Derek. It's 11-8. Southampton.
I'm sure Hills would give 6-4, 7-4. He'd be asked. Nice chat with Hills.
Well, once they know you've tipped it, Derek, I'm sure it'll drift. Southampton to win 2-0, 11-8 here with William Hill. I do think, Tom, they look short. Southampton 8-13 to win this game.
Yeah, they do. You know, Sunderland have had a, you know, we talk about them slow starts to the season. It's 21 games since they last won a match in August or September. So it's going to continue for them for a few more weeks, Sunderland fans, unfortunately. And I just wonder about those comments from David Moyes last week. I don't think any Sunderland player would think that they're going to be challenging for a European spot or a top half finish. But you do wonder when the manager's, you know, all right, he's being honest and he's only saying what everyone else is saying. But at the same time, I think projecting that outwardly, you know, of what you're thinking, I just think you're setting yourself up for a really difficult campaign, and probably more difficult than it maybe even needs to be. But he just doesn't have the players, David Moyes. It's as simple as that. And he's putting his faith in Jermaine Defoe, Adnan Januzaj, Stephen Pienaar. There's not enough there to cause Southampton problems. So it's a Southampton win for me. And I like Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win at 5-2. You know, if him and Long start up front, far too much movement in that sort of front two for the Sunderland defence.
Sorry, you might mention the same stat I'm going to mention there. Is that you about to mention one there, Dave?
I was going to mention one on Jermaine Defoe. That he scored in 5 successive Premier League away games, Jermaine Defoe, now. So he might be worth a look at 23-10. What I was going to say, Derek, is that even though we slated Graziano Pella on this podcast a few times, Southampton haven't replaced him, have they, with Nathan Redmond and Shane Long? They're not going to get you 20-plus goals a season.
Possibly not. Redmond and Long are guys I would prefer to be with up front, away from home, than at home when you're trying to break down a packed defence. So I can see your point there. You'd probably want to Pele on home ground, the 2-speed merchants away. But if I was a defender, I would rather mark Pele than those two. Mm. The stat I was going to mention was that Southampton have had a player sent off in 2 of their last 3 Premier League games against Sunderland. So there's one too. Maybe there's a bit of a bad feeling between these two sides. I don't know.
If you're looking at the card markets, we've got them on the William Hill website. You can bet on a red card in the game, and I'm trying to fill while I find it. 11-2 for there to be a red card in the match in this one. So that might be worth a glance.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement from the Southampton forwards. That's, you know, I just think that Sunderland defence is a little bit cumbersome. You know, that there could be problems there. And with Southampton going forward, I think Jay Rodriguez, if he gets back to any, you know, he's been out for so long, hasn't he? But he could be a man this season. You know, if he gets back to where he was, and it's a big question, but there. You know, I think he looked like a really good player before he suffered his really serious injury.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.